Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting seventh. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jose Mesa. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Troy Neal. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Felix Fermin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Lofton. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sorrento strikes out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martinez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McGuire strikes out. One out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Neal hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lofton moves to third. Carlos Berge is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Furman. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Furman steals second. Carlos Berge is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berge is 0-for-1 in the game. Berge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer strikes out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick strikes out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Bell. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Bell steals second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into left field. Henderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Bell scores. Martinez moves to third. Hill moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar fires to second and picks off Henderson for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Furman reaches second base with a double. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Furman moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Furman scores. Berga moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sorrento for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire strikes out. One out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Mesa. Neal moves to second. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive towards short. Furman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Furman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lofton moves to third. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Furman moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-3 in the game. Sorrento hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire strikes out. One out. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Neal hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jefferson hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Seitzer, and into shallow left field. Hill reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hill scores. Alomar moves to third. Lofton moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Ed Nunez now pitching. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Furman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Lofton scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing third base. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive off the glove of Espinoza, and into shallow left field. Blankenship reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berga reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Eric Fox now playing left field. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 4 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson strikes out. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sierra is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.